This is your classic. It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and with 2021 fast approaching, we're in need of a new road safety strategy. I'm joined this morning by Paul Kermode, the spokesperson for the Department of Infrastructure and Transport. How are you this morning, Paul?
Good morning. How are you going?
So I guess what are we looking for in a road safety strategy for the next 10 years?
Well, obviously we know that road trauma is a very big thing for a lot of people. It has a massive impact on communities, on individuals, on families. There are, so far, this year we've already had 68 lives lost on South Australian roads. Last year we had 114 lives lost, and as well as more than 800 people seriously injured. Each one of those, the impacts are felt by friends, by family, by individuals for years to come. So we want to do everything we can to lessen and prevent each one of those that's in any way avoidable. So what we're looking to do is have a strategy that really underpins everything we do in the road safety space. And we're looking for people to get involved and tell us a bit about how they get around, how they use the road, what they think is important, what are their priorities. And so as part of that, the strategy that we're putting together, we're asking the community to be involved. They can do that. We've got a Your Say survey set up, and we're really encouraging people to get involved. And this is basically, once we get people's feedback, we're talking to key stakeholders and that kind of thing as well. Once we get all that information collated, as well as all the statistics we've got and the analysis we're doing there, that will form the strategy, which will really put in place the framework to help us to try and reduce those lives lost on the road and the serious injuries. We're really doing everything we can to prevent as many of those as we can.
Of course, so this strategy is planning ahead for the next 10 years. With the current strategy that is coming to an end, have we seen a reduction in road deaths over that last period?
Well, we've seen, as I said, we've still seen more people losing their lives on the road than what we would like. Last year was a particularly bad year, the worst one that we'd had in some time. But it's really a case of any life that is lost on the road is really too many. We don't want any. So we are doing everything we can to work out what people feel is a priority, what they see from their experience, be it as a car driver or a motorcyclist or a pedestrian, whichever way they interact with the road, just to get their experiences and their knowledge and their insight, so we can factor that into this strategy as well.
Of course, regional roads are often the most dangerous roads for South Australians. I guess, are you hoping to get a big turnout in this survey from regional residents?
Absolutely. So we, in South Australia, we're a little bit of an odd setup, if you like. We have a large percentage of the state's population in and around Adelaide. We've got 22% of South Australians live in regional centres, but they represent 56% of the crashes where lives are lost. So obviously that's a little bit out of whack. A lot of that is because as you're driving between regional towns, the speed limits are a lot higher, obviously, so the impacts when you do have a crash can be much more severe. We're looking very closely at that. A lot of the crashes, there's two main ways that the statistics show that people are involved in those kind of very serious crashes, and that's either single vehicle running off the road kind of crashes where people go off the road and they collide with a stationary object, or when people are overtaking, they misjudge and they hit an oncoming car. So there's a lot of things around what we do with that, and that's the kind of areas that we'd like to investigate, is that do we need to do things differently with the roads, with the speed limit, is it driver behaviour, is it inattention, is it any of those kind of things. So again, that's where as much of the data when things go wrong we can get, we're really looking for people's insight as well into what their experience on the road is.
And the survey closes the 2nd of November. What kind of questions are you asking people in the survey?
Again, so it's a little bit about people themselves, like what kind of demographic they are, how they use the road. Do they ride a bike? Do they drive a car? They use it for work, for recreation. What's the main kind of ways that they are using roads? And then a little bit about what they notice on the road, what people see in the way that other drivers behave and what they perceive as some of the barriers that are stopping us being safer on the road. And then we're not wanting to be too prescriptive, so there's also room for people just to add whatever feedback they feel is important and that we should consider as part of this next road safety strategy.
No worries. Well, Paul, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks for having us.
That was Paul Commode, spokesperson for the Department of Infrastructure and Transport on your Classic It's Breakfast.